Numbers, chapter 3. Now these are the generations of Aaron and Moses in the day that Yahweh spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. And these are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests who were anointed, whom he consecrated to serve in the priest's office. And Nadab and Abihu died before Yahweh, when they offered strange fire before Yahweh, in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no sons, and Eleazar and Ithamar served in the priest's office in the presence of Aaron their father. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. And they will keep his charge, and the charge of the whole congregation before the tent of meeting, to do the service of the tabernacle. And they will keep all the furniture of the tent of meeting, and the charge of the sons of Israel, to do the service of the tabernacle. And you will give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons, they are wholly given to him on the behalf of the sons of Israel. And you will appoint Aaron and his sons, and they will keep their priesthood, and the stranger who comes near will be put to death." And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "And I, look, I have taken the Levites from among the sons of Israel instead of all the firstborn that opens the womb among the sons of Israel, and the Levites will be mine. For all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed to me all the firstborn in Israel, from man to beast, they will be mine. I am Yahweh." And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Number the sons of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their families, every male from a month old and upward, you will number them." And Moses numbered them according to the mouth of Yahweh, as it was commanded. And these were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, and Kohath, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libnah and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, and Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. And the sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shemetes. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those who were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those who were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites will encamp behind the tabernacle westward. And the prince of the father's house of the Gershonites will be Eliasaph the son of Lael. And the charge of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting will be the tabernacle, and the tent, its covering, and the screen for the door of the tent of meeting. And the hangings of the court, and the screen for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and the cords of it for all its service. And of Kohath was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, there were 8,300, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath will encamp on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the prince of the father's house of the families of the Kohathites will be Elizaphan the son of Uzziel. And their charge will be the ark, and the table, and the lampstand, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary with which they minister, and the screen and its service. And Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest will be prince of the princes of the Levites, and have the oversight of those who keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. And those who were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. And the prince of the father's house of the families of Merari was Zuriel the son of Abihail. They will encamp on the side of the tabernacle northward. And the appointed charge of the sons of Merari will be the boards of the tabernacle, and its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and all its instruments, and its the tabernacle's service. And the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. And those who encamp before the tabernacle eastward, before the tent of meeting toward the sunrising, will be Moses, and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the sons of Israel, and the stranger who comes near will be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the mouth of Yahweh, by their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Number all the firstborn males of the sons of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. And you will take the Levites for me, I am Yahweh, instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstborns among the cattle of the sons of Israel. And Moses numbered, as Yahweh commanded him, all the firstborn among the sons of Israel. And all the firstborn males according to the number of names, from a month old and upward, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,213. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the sons of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites will be mine, I am Yahweh. And for the redemption of the 23,013 of the firstborn of the sons of Israel, who are over and above the number of the Levites. You will take 5 shekels apiece by the pole, after the shekel of the sanctuary you will take them, the shekel is 20 gerahs. And you will give the silver, with which the odd number of them is redeemed, to Aaron and to his sons. And Moses took the redemption silver from those who were over and above those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the sons of Israel he took the silver, 1,305 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the redemption silver to Aaron and to his sons, according to the mouth of Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moses.